This week on Raiders All Access, it is Oaktown versus Motown.
They played a really good game last week in Green Bay.
The Raiders may have something super and rookie Mario Edwards Jr.
Bridgewater up and he gets sacked.
Plus, we'll meet 4-year-old Raider fan Briley Cademy.
Just win, baby.
That and more on the week that was on Raiders All Access, starting right now.
Andre Holmes has got it.
Let's do it for each other, let's do it for the city, and let's do it for the shield on our helmets. Family on three. 1, 2, 3.
Family. Latavius Murray. Good run inside the 30 and taking people with it for a first down.
Power back. Robin for the end zone for Wolford. He's got it. Feet in bounds. Touchdown.
The Raiders lose to Adrian Peterson and the Vikings at home 30-14, but head coach Jack Del Rio is confident that the Raiders will find a way to snap their two-game losing skid on the road in the Motor City.
We're one at a time, and this is a team that that really took it to the Packers last week, and so this is a team that's feeling good about itself, that has talent, that was a playoff team last year. I mean, you're talking about, you know, a good football team. So we're looking forward to going in and playing well this week. And then we'll worry about next week and being thankful next week.
I'm glad that you gave me the reminder. You also reminded me they have some talent, one guy in particular, Calvin Johnson. How do you shut him down?
Megatron.
Right?
I mean, the guy has a nickname. You know he's a pretty good player if he has his own nickname like that. He's big. He's strong. He's fast. He's competitive. He's a really good football player. So we'll have our work cut out for us there. And they've got a host of other players. So, you know, this is a talented team. We need to go in there and play really good football, and shutting him down, finding a way to limit his opportunities is going to be big.
Rookie defensive lineman Mario Edwards Jr. is coming off a dominating performance against the Vikings, 11 tackles and the first sack of his NFL career. Life as a rookie in the NFL can be tough, but not as tough as our five questions. Did senior make you work growing up? What was your first job ever?
I didn't ever have a job, but anytime I was in trouble, you know, we had a house and had probably about a 3-acre backyard, and he would definitely make me get a push lawnmower and mow it anytime I got in trouble.
Oh, man. Who's your favorite athlete of all time? You could choose your dad or someone else that you had on your wall.
Favorite athlete. I'm just going to say dad just in case if he sees this, but my favorite athlete.
We'll take dad off the board if it wasn't your father.
If it wasn't him, it would probably be Ray Lewis and Deion Sanders, probably those two.
Thanksgiving, right around the corner. So what is your favorite part about Thanksgiving?
It's spending it with my family. Unfortunately, my family won't be able to come here until Christmas. So that's definitely my best part, to spend it with my grandmother and my siblings and things like that.
Speaking of food and holidays, meat or potatoes, a foot race between those two. 40-yard dash, who's winning it?
Ooh. I got to give it to me.
So now between the two players, if you had to teach one the backflip, who would that be?
Oh, man. I got to go with the lightest one. So I would probably say Big Jelly. Big Jelly, probably the lightest one.
It was a busy week in the community for the Silver and Black. 4-year-old cancer patient Briley Cademy recently spent the day with her favorite team, the Raiders, and tight end Lee Smith.
1, 2.
Yeah!
Easy. Also this week, Raider alumni and head coach Jack Del Rio showed their support for Fred and Angela Biletnikoff at the 15th annual Biletnikoff Foundation Crab Fest.
Man, I'll tell you what, these people, they're just like, there's so much support.
Hall of Famer Willie Brown was on hand for the Curt Flood Field groundbreaking ceremony. And finally, the Raiders Women's Association and several players took time out to volunteer at the Alameda County Community Food Bank in preparation for the busy holiday season. Joining us now, JT the Brick, the host of the official Raiders podcast, which you can catch on iTunes or Raiders.com. JT, now 2 straight losses. This was a tough one to watch against the Vikings at home. You were at O.co, and it seemed like for 3 quarters they really had a hold of Adrian Peterson. But then you had that Patterson return, and it just seemed like the momentum for the Raiders was lost. What did you see?
That's exactly what I saw, Nicole. The Raiders finally took control of the game heading into halftime, and then they give up a kick return for a touchdown. It really took the energy away out of the sidelines, and the Raiders were fighting an uphill battle. They were doing a pretty good job stopping Adrian Peterson to that point, keeping him out of the end zone. he had that explosive touchdown late. And I tip my cap to the Vikings. They were the better team that day. It seemed like the Raiders got off to a slow start. Their energy level wasn't as big as the Vikings in the beginning. They took control of the game and then gave it back to the Vikings. This cannot happen anymore.
What do you expect from the Raiders in facing this Detroit Lions team?
They are a two-win team. They're not playing for the playoffs. They're playing for their jobs. Martha Ford, the owner, who made a rare appearance and started firing executives, coaches, everybody's on pins and needles because they're playing for their future. So this is a team that's not going to track down Green Bay or the Vikings. They're playing to play spoiler and knock the Raiders out of the playoff hunt.
JT, big news this week, and we can't say it's surprising news, as the league has suspended Aldon Smith for 1 year. What do you expect to see from this Raiders team? Who's going to step up and fill the void?
Remember, Justin Tuck out for the year along with Aldon Smith. I think this opens up the door for Khalil Mack, where I think he's going to build off this news. I think he's going to line up all over on both sides, and he is going to bull rush and attack Stafford this weekend. So, again, Nicole, we've been talking about it for almost 10 weeks. It's next man up. It's Jack Del Rio, Ken Norton Jr. having the pass rush ready to go. And it's a shame because Aldon Smith was playing better football the last couple of weeks. He'll be sorely missed.
Yeah, he was doing well on and off the field. Time now for your Bricks picks. Who's going to get it done in Detroit, JT?
Mac attack. This is his game. I went to him earlier in the year and the Raiders got a big win. I'm going back to him because, again, I believe that he's going to be tough to defend in this game. The Lions, they're not going to be able to run the ball successfully, so they're going to be passing most of the game. I think Mac is going to have an opportunity to have multiple sacks in this game, maybe a fumble recovery. He's got to play big.
All right, JT, thank you very much. Travel safely. That's going to do it for this edition of Raiders All Access. Make sure you tune in next week, and make sure you cast your vote for the Pro Bowl.